From KQED Radio News, I'm Patricia Flynn. California's fire season hasn't turned out as bad this year as some had feared, but surprisingly, some scientists say we need to let more fires burn. The low-intensity fires that clear out overgrown forests and help prevent catastrophic fires. Yet deciding where and when to let fires burn is tricky, so the U.S. Forest Service is piloting a new policy to encourage burns, as KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains.
In early September, as a thunderstorm rolled over the Sierra Nevada, lightning hit a tree and it started to burn.
The fire was really small at that point. It was probably about a quarter of an acre.
Sarah LaPlante was on duty as a ranger at the Sierra National Forest south of Yosemite. The fire was spreading, and she had to decide what to do.
So we didn't put firefighters right on the line trying to stop the fire right where the fire is. We can actually let the fire burn in a controlled way.
Let the fire burn. Not exactly what we heard from Smokey Bear.
Yes, but let a little fire get started. Catch on, destroy, and your forest is nothing.
But LaPlante says fire can be good. Sierra Nevada forests actually need it so they don't get too dense or overgrown. And since this fire was miles from any town, she gave the order to let it spread, keeping a close watch.
So it wasn't torching trees. It was just cleaning up the forest floor, getting rid of all of that overaccumulation of dead woody debris.
It's exactly what LaPlante wanted to see, and around 800 acres have burned so far. Winter rains are expected to put the fire out in a couple weeks. But that decision to let the fire burn was not easy to make.
You know, it's something that you take really seriously, and there is some level of, you know, nerves.
And sometimes, very rarely, these decisions go wrong.
Officials answering questions about a wildfire that got out of control in Lassen National Park over the
4 years ago, rangers let a fire burn in Lassen Volcanic National Park. But the wind picked up and the fire spread thousands of acres toward the community of Old Station, an hour from Redding. John Wallace, who ran a restaurant there, got ready to evacuate.
The smoke was so heavy here. It's because it was blowing our direction. It was a scary situation, yeah.
Luckily, the town was spared, but residents were angry.
Just the fact that they let it burn and get away from them. Yeah, I mean, anytime something affects you that way, I mean, people get upset.
Near disasters like that make forest managers hesitant to let any fire burn. And scientists say that only makes things worse.
So these are collections of fire scars from all over, some of them actually from the Canary Islands in Spain.
Scott Stevens is a fire scientist at UC Berkeley, and inside his lab on campus, he picks up a cross-section of an old ponderosa pine.
And you can see each of these small black marks that are recorded in the wood in the tree rings is actually a past fire that tree survived.
The rings show that this tree used to see fires every 6 to 12 years, low-intensity fires that didn't kill it but cleared out the underbrush. That can help prevent catastrophic fires like the one in Yosemite 3 years ago.
So you didn't have things like the rim fire that actually causes a 20,000-acre patch of forest to completely die. No living trees for miles.
Stephen says that's the legacy of Smokey Bear, and it hasn't been easy for the Forest Service to change that legacy.
We have a better understanding of the role of fire now as an agency and probably, you know, as a society.
Alan Taylor is a fire planner with the U.S. Forest Service, which is piloting a new approach to fire in three national forests in the Sierra Nevada. The agency is using computer models to create fire risk zones. Some zones near towns and roads are protected. Fires there would be put out. But in another zone, on about 40% of the land, rangers would have to answer this question.
If it's a lightning-caused fire, why are we putting it out?
This flips the script. Before, rangers had to make the case for fire, but now they'd have to justify putting it out if there's no danger to people or homes. Now, there's a downside. More fire means more smoke, and the Central Valley already has some of the worst air quality in the country.
It probably will be smokier at times than what we're used to, but the fires are coming one way or the other. And how do we want them to be? If we keep putting them out and the fuels keep growing, eventually it gets to the point where you can't put it out.
Californians may have to get more comfortable with fire, Taylor says, which is easier said than done. But if this new approach encourages fire in California forests, it could be adopted by other forests across the West. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.